Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Open House right across Australia. Certainly some emotional scenes in the Victorian Parliament last week as the Legislative Council voted to decriminalise abortion. While abortions have been happening for 40 years in Victoria under the protection of a common law ruling, this new move means that women who do terminate a pregnancy will no longer be considered criminals. The vote was 23 to 17 in favour of the bill. Peter Kavanagh is the member of the Legislative Council for the region of Western Victoria and a Democratic Labor Party member. He was in the thick of it. It actually raged on until about 3 a.m. on Friday morning, and he spoke for 3 hours himself, trying to turn the tide against the motion, and he's with us now. Peter, welcome to Open House.
Thank you very much, Sheridan.
Firstly, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling a bit depressed, actually, and I must say a bit disturbed by some of the things that went on in Parliament, not only to totally remove any in-principle support for unborn babies up to 24 weeks, with only window dressing between 24 weeks and 9 months, but also the council rejected several amendments which I proposed for the bill to ban partial birth abortion, which is an horrendous form of killing a baby as it's being born, really. They voted against pain relief for the fetus. Now it's quite clear that the fetus feels terrible pain. They retained the provision in the bill which overcomes a conscientious objection by a doctor and doctor's professional judgment as well, and also for nurses and other healthcare professionals. And they even rejected a proposed amendment to make it clear that a baby born alive after a failed abortion is to be looked after. So I think it's really a terrible result for Victoria, not just for the unborn, but for their mothers who were harmed greatly by abortion, and for the society as a whole. Because the principle that the law protects everybody, that every life is worthy of protection, does protect every person in society, and diminishing that law is harmful to everybody in the society too.
It's actually been said that the ruling in Victoria could actually have a national consequence. Do you see that being possible?
Well, I see it as having international repercussions, because particularly in terms of conscientious objection by doctors in this case, to overrule that, to force doctors to perform abortions or to refer for abortions, is probably contrary to Australia's obligations under the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights.
Right.
And I think there will be court cases in Victoria about this.
Yeah, so that actually means that if a doctor opposes abortion, they actually must now refer women on to someone who will go ahead with it, isn't it? So it's almost as if, okay, I out of conscience I can't do it, but I now must by law pass you on to somebody who will. It almost takes the conscience aspect out of it.
Oh, it does, absolutely. But even more than that, the bill says that in an emergency situation, a doctor who believes that human life begins at conception is still required. He's legally obliged to perform an abortion in an emergency. And even in a non-emergency, nurses under this bill are required to perform abortions. I think it's horrendous legislation. Conscientious objection is a feature of a democracy and freedom in a country, and to override that with legislation such as this is horrendous. It contradicts the Victorian's own charter of rights and responsibilities, and, as I said, the international obligations that Australia has also.
Peter, where to now? Can you see any possibility that this could be changed? But, I mean, there's a couple of things that are on my mind. For a start, there were, I think, up to 60 amendments that were actually suggested to the bill. I know that not that many actually got put forward, were they?
Yes. In the lower house, when it went to the Assembly, there were a very large number of amendments. We reduced them, and I proposed 6 out of the 14 that were proposed in the House.
Yeah, and none of them were actually allowed through.
No, and I think that's really horrendous. Partial birth abortion is legal in Victoria now. It's illegal throughout the United States at a federal level. The constitutionality of that law was upheld last year by the Supreme Court of the United States in a case called Gonzales, in spite of the Roe versus Wade decision on prohibiting laws against abortion, because this really isn't abortion, it's just a murder of a child as he or she is being born. It's absolutely horrendous, I think.
Might the outcome have been different if MPs had voted on conscience rather than as a party?
I believe so. I believe that the government took out the blowtorch, really. I'm sorry to say that I think some members have voted on the basis of ambition. There is also some evidence secondhand that the socialist left faction demanded that its members vote for the bill, and that some members, well, all members of the socialist left did so, some contrary to their own consciences. Members of every party in the Victorian Parliament voted for this bill, except the Democratic Labor Party, the DLP. Members of every other party did. It probably didn't even help that Steve Fielding came out a couple of weeks ago basically supporting abortion as well. So we're up against it, really, but we will be trying in the future to do what we can.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, is where to now for folks who actually are concerned about the new laws? What can they do?
Well, one, I think there's going to be legal action against them. Second, I will continue to propose modifications to this bill to try and make it a bit less horrendous than it is. As I said, the DLP, the Democratic Labor Party, is the only party that's united against abortion in Australia, I'm sorry to say. We are resurgent in Victoria, and we hope to establish again in all the states. If I might say, particularly in New South Wales, there are people trying to re-establish the DLP. If people were interested, they could write to DLP for New South Wales at hotmail.com, DLP for NSW at hotmail.com. Mm. And we're hoping to establish there. If there'd been more DLP people in the upper house in Victoria, this would not have gone through.
Peter, Yeah, okay. Obviously, you're quite moved by this. Have you taken on this particular issue and your particular stand on this issue of abortion out of any religious concerns personally or religious persuasions?
I'm moderately religious. I'm not as good a person as I'd like to be, and religion would help me to become a better person. But I've done it my stand is based on the fact that the law should prevent people harming each other. The law should prevent people harming others. And what more harm could we do than to kill a baby in this excruciatingly painful way before it's even born? The religion in this issue tends to muddy the waters, and the proponents of abortion tend to say things like, they even say it explicitly sometimes, you can't make something that is immoral illegal. Well, that's obviously blatantly false. You know, rape is immoral, properly illegal. Murder is immoral, properly.
Stealing's immoral. Everything. everything that's bad is immoral.
Yes, just because something's immoral certainly doesn't preclude it being illegal. Quite the opposite, if anything. But it's the harm itself that is the justification and the necessity for making things illegal, including the killing of unborn children, at least in principle. I mean, I'm not arguing for going and locking people up and so on, but at least the law, it has a power, it expresses principles, and the principle should be you should not harm anybody else, including unborn people.
Yeah, okay. All right, Peter, thanks for your time at Open House tonight.
Thank you very much.
That's Peter Kavanagh, a member of the Legislative Council for the region of Western Victoria and a Democratic Labor Party member who I think had a 3-hour speech during the abortion issue and actually received a standing ovation afterwards. Unfortunately, it didn't actually do anything when it comes to the new laws.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.